Hey, welcome to the show, folks. We're not calling this the Vote Map Podcast anymore. I think we're going to call it something like the Kershaw County Liberty Project or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe some of these people got a suggestion for what to call it.
Yeah.
If you got a suggestion, please comment below or send us an email or something.
Yes. So basically what we're going to focus on is current events happening in Kershaw County, the county council shenanigans, and
how we can move toward liberty.
Liberty. And with the Vote Map podcast, our stated goal was to make Kershaw County the freest county in the state and to make South Carolina the freest state in all of the United States.
We have an opportunity now.
We do.
With a new council coming in.
Right.
To actually have our voices heard and maybe, just maybe, move us in a less government, more personal responsibility,
yes,
and thus more liberty.
Right. So starting out this show, one of the biggest issues that we want to get out real quick to the people is the county council meeting that was scheduled for this evening, which was Tuesday, December 13th. That meeting was canceled yesterday because there was a lack of participation on the councilman's part. There was Ben Connell resigned his seat at the last meeting, so that leaves one opening. You have Brant Tomlinson, who is in there on a governor's appointment because David Snodgrass finally decided to...
The carpetbagger.
Yeah, the carpetbagger decided to stay home in Greenville. So Brant Tomlinson stepped in, and then we have Russell Brazel, who is out of town on a trip in South Dakota. So they only have three. That leaves Julian Burns, Tom Gardner, and Sammy Tucker. So that's three. You need four for a quorum to vote on any ordinances to do anything in the meeting. From what I've been told, I've gotten two different stories. Somebody says you can hold a meeting without a quorum, but you just can't vote on anything. You can't do anything. Another person tells me, no, you need to have a quorum to even open the meeting, to adopt the agenda and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's
correct. I think you have to have four to open the meeting to even start. So that didn't happen. So there was a flurry of texts sent out by the county council chairman, the outgoing chairman, Julian Burns, and trying to get everybody together because you have to have four bodies sitting in their seats in the room. So the solution they came up with is Russell Brazel's flight's supposedly coming in Wednesday night sometime, and they're going to have this meeting now at Thursday at 10 a.m. So that would be the 15th of December, 10 a.m.
When everybody's off work, of course.
And I don't think they've announced this yet. I think it's just penciled in because it's depending on weather. Brant's not going to be here. He's out of the country. He's not coming.
Jimmy Jones is sick.
And he's out for at least the rest of this week. So the question is, why not wait till next week to do this? Well, then you're running up on the Christmas holiday and all that sort of stuff. Hanukkah, if you celebrate that.
Why not Thursday at 5:30?
Why not Thursday afternoon?
Why not Monday at 5:30?
Right.
Why not at 5:30?
Well, I'll tell you. It's because of the ordinance that's going on a third reading. It barely passed the first reading. It was 4-2 vote on the third reading, if I'm not mistaken. And now it's down to the third reading, which is for approval. There will be no public hearing for the third reading. We had our chance last time to be ignored. And
this is a $2.7 million
debt to the state. So they're going to borrow $2.7 million from the state. And it's a 1.6% interest rate, which everybody says, this is a great deal. You're never going to get a deal like this again. 1.6 interest, that's unheard of. Okay, but you're borrowing money, and remember the Bible says, the borrower is slave to the lender.
And so where are we getting the money from?
Us.
The state?
It's stolen from us in the
first
place.
Where does it come from? It comes from a printing press up at the Federal Reserve.
Right.
We're contributing to our great-great-grandkids' debt slayer.
So 2.7 million. Here's the full story about what happened with this sewer. So way back in the 90s, as Jeff was explaining before we started recording, the county council borrowed money on a bond to build a water treatment facility.
They came before the people on a referendum.
On a referendum, which means the people voted on it.
And voted to build the original sewer plant. Right. I believe, which now I don't hold like me to it, but it was like $3.8 million.
Okay.
Way back when in the 90s.
Okay. And then you said the state government went and changed the rules. Did they change home rule, like the actual rules of the county?
Well, they made exemptions. Okay. You know how legislatures will do. They'll write this law that sounds absolutely beautiful, and then a couple of years later, without much fanfare at all, they'll go in and create exemptions.
Yeah.
And what it did was it created an exemption to coming before the people for another bond referendum.
Yeah.
That if you go ahead and start this business, say the sewer company, after that you don't ever have to ask the people again.
Right.
Four people on county council can run that business.
Mm-hmm.
They can borrow, they can spend, they can lay lines wherever they want to. So the government is now in the business of sewer.
Okay. And then...
And monopoly, so, by the way.
This was a countywide tax, sewer fee. They call it a fee. They don't want, you know... It's a countywide tax because people up where we live, in Cassett here, we're not on the sewer. We're nowhere near a sewer system, but we were paying for the sewer system. So it's a tax on us. So through that tax, they not only paid that bond off just recently.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it was a 30-year bond.
Yeah, Julian Burns will say we got rid of the sewer tax.
Yeah, we got rid of half of this and that.
Right, it's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie.
It just got paid off.
And then what they did was, okay, if you're not on the sewer system, you're not paying user fees now. They changed it. It's a user fee. So now only people on the system are paying the user fee. So when we were all paying into the sewer tax, they not only paid that bond off, but they had a few million dollars extra in there that they decided to spend on a project to expand, to put bigger pipes in down on the south end of the county, which is down Highway 12 or Fort Jackson
Road. From Dobie Mill to 601.
601, and this Judy pump station that you hear about. All right, so, and it cuts across 601. It goes up by the Pilot gas station down to Fukushima and down Latchkot Road that way.
Yeah. Okay?
And so they say that they paid cash for it out of the sewer fund, right? The project was bid on. They awarded the bid. The work was done. They paid the cash. Done deal. Now they're saying they're bringing up this loan that they got approved for back in 2020. They want to go ahead and do it now. So what this is, this loan that they applied for with the state was for the original Phase 1 project for the Southern Loop.
Yeah.
All right. They spent cash for it, so now they're going to go into debt to basically the increased capacity from that 12-inch pipe is pushing at capacity at the pump station, right? So that thing's maxed out, the pump. So they're saying, we need to fix that Judy pump station, which they're saying finish the project, but they want to replace that pump at the Judy pump station, which I asked the county administrator today how much that would cost just to do the pump station alone, and he didn't give me an answer. He didn't know was the answer he gave me. And so they need to replace that, and then they said the remainder of the money is going to reimburse the sewer fund.
The slush fund is what I call it.
Okay, so in 2020, when they applied for this loan, they went ahead and increased the user fees to what this rate would cost us if we were to take this loan. They increased everybody in this county's user fees until that bond was paid off. So that means I paid for it here in Cassett, this new debt that we haven't even accepted a penny from yet. It wasn't even voted on. Well, it was voted on, but basically it was like, we need to refresh the vote is what they said.
Well, now they're saying that it's only the people that, that tap on
yeah.
that will pay for
so
it.
So here, here's...
We've already paid
yeah.
Our little tidbit for...
Paid our pound of flesh.
Yeah, our pound of flesh, our extortion.
Yeah.
Because it's a monopoly, it and they have the force to do it.
They could,
and there's no referendum. No,
no.
No way, no how can the people have a voice in this. It's all left to your representatives.
The only way it could happen is if the county council got together and said, we're going to put this in front of the people for a referendum. And they all agree.
Yeah, there's nothing in the law that says you can't.
Right. You just don't have to.
You don't have to.
And why would they when they already have the power?
That's right. Power corrupts.
Yeah.
An absolute power, which so, that's what the way they do it.
Yeah,
they make these exemptions and right. everything that you can get around. Mm-hmm. You know what's what's right.
Imagine if Julian Burns would have got another 4 years while we this. You know, and
we'd go on down the road of the World Economic Forum where
right.
you don't nothing and
right.
be happy and eat bugs.
So, let's get. We don't want to blow everybody's mind right away. All right, so we want this sewer system. So I'm asking Danny Templer, the county administrator. I said, okay, so we had $2.5 million. Let's say it was around $2 million. I think it was like 2.3 something. Just sitting in cash in the sewer fund. How long would it take with the user fee today? So let's say we start January 1. How long would it take us to replenish that $2 million just off the user fees? He said, oh, I don't know. So he gave me the number of 1,500 users, right? Residential users, 1,500. Then you have other businesses. So if you have 1,500, what's the sewer fee on our bills? I don't get it anymore, so I don't know. It was like $15?
I don't know.
$20?
I don't remember what
so
it was.
Whatever that number
it
is.
It seemed
on your,
like it was $40.
40?
But I couldn't tell you.
Okay, so 1,500 times 40. And this would be per month, right? So I'm going to get my calculator out because I was publicly educated. I was educated in the state and schools.
Well, you never know. In that smartphone, it might be 2 + 2 = 5.
So that's $60,000 a month coming into this fund times 12 months. That's $720,000 a year. And if you do that by 2 times 2 years, let's say $1.4 million.
But then economic growth, you know, little boxes.
Look, in 4 years, we could have $2.8 million saved up in cash to pay for this.
And you can adjust that depending on what the fee is. But,
sure.
But yeah, you save for something that you want to do.
Yeah, that's
and
how.
At the same time, you would be controlling growth. Everybody in West Walter Reed's complaining about, oh my God, the traffic, the
yeah.
growth, and everything
mm-hmm.
else, because they're putting in these sewer systems that'll allow a developer to put up these little vinyl boxes.
Mm-hmm. And guess what?
Right
there's
next
one,
door to each other.
There's one right down Fort Jackson Road, right down Highway 12, that's supposed to be built there.
Yeah,
there's
this is not scratching anybody's back.
This is 97 houses they're going to put.
You know, that they even say in council that, you know, the people are saying we need to control growth and
right.
everything.
But
and then they go right on and expand and
growth.
Expand. You know why they want expansion, don't you? Because
right.
they get more money.
Absolutely.
We get less, they get more.
Absolutely.
And it's all for the greater good.
Oh, absolutely.
We got to be... We got to recognize that once these people get in office and they start thinking in the collective, it becomes them versus us.
Absolutely. And that's where they sit up there and they'll shut the meeting down if people start speaking their minds out loud. They'll just bang the gavel and shut the meeting down.
Well,
which Julian has done. But look, this is Julian Burns' last thumb in our eye as he walks out the door. And the reason he's not doing it at 5:30 on Thursday or 6:30 on Thursday and he's doing it at 10 a.m. is so people don't go to the meeting to speak out against this. He wants to slide this in because... You know what else is on there? Project Orion on the second reading for a fee in lieu of taxes. For
yeah.
Them, which is, guess what? Right at the end of Highway 12 and 601, right across the road. Which is strange, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Orion does? Polymer? There's Orion compounding. They make plastics for weapons. They make a polymer that goes on the outside of rifles.
Well, he's been, Julie Burns has been pushing for DOD.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturers of whatever
right,
sorts there
and that's
are.
That's going right in his boondoggle of a prospect building that he forced down our throats.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want the embarrassment of that thing sitting empty when he leaves county.
Well, you know, the good thing about this is that when the money gets sent up, when all this plastic and everything gets sent over to Ukraine, it'll fund the damn Biden administration.
So, you know, I posted a picture on Facebook of Julian Burns riding shotgun with the sheriff. And somebody said, "Oh my God, I had to look twice. I thought that was Joe Biden riding in the car."
Yeah.
I said, You're not far off. He talks like Joe Biden. He spends money like Joe Biden. You know, he's a New World Order globalist like Joe Biden. And the people of this county should show up in force for this meeting, whether it's at 10 a.m. or 5:30 at night on Thursday.
And in addition to that, you got emails, you got a telephone.
Call
the county administrator.
I texted my councilman, but oddly enough, he didn't respond. Tom Gardner. All right, so let's wrap this portion of the podcast up. Basically, county council is trying to ram this down our throats. They want to get this in before the new council comes in because they know the new council is not going to be doing this.
There's no hurry here. There's no hurry.
There is no hurry. They could have this vote in January 10th when the new council takes over.
They could have it in February. But they could have it in March.
They don't want to do that, Jeff, because they know it's not going to pass. So they're going against the will of the people to make this pass. And I want everybody to call your councilman. If you're in Russell Brazel's district, make sure you call him and let him know how you feel about this. If you're in Tom Gardner's or Sammy Tucker or Jimmy Jones, call Julian Burns.
Or Brad Tomlinson or Julie Burns.
Their phone numbers are on the Kershaw County government website. You can get it all there. You can get their email addresses too. Or you can go down there in person and ask to speak to Julian Burns face-to-face. I doubt he'll do it, but you can go ask. So anyway, this is the end of this portion of this podcast, the Kershaw County Liberty Project, or whatever we're going to call it. Thank you for watching this video. All my haters on Facebook, I love you. Keep on hating. And
I like them.
It's entertaining, man. Yeah. I think it's really funny. Yeah. Somebody asked, like, what is the deal? Why is a guy getting so much hate? I said, well, apparently old white women hate when I expose the sheriff for being corrupt and a terrible
man. Upsets your blue bonnets.
But anyway, we love you all. Thanks for watching. If you enjoy this, make sure you like it and share it and do whatever else the young kids are doing nowadays with these videos. Make a meme out of us, I guess. Whatever. You got anything else, Jeff?
Nope.
But we're going to pause and we'll come right back on the Vote Map podcast. We're going to continue our conversation. Bye-bye.